We're visiting with Hartford boys basketball coach Colton Barrett here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you had a win on Friday night with Northern Heights. What was it like to get back in the win column?
You know, I thought it was good. It was a good game for us. It was close early. I think we were down one at halftime, struggled with some foul trouble. Some other kids had to step up, played really good in the third quarter, got the lead up to about 24, was really happy with our effort, how we moved the ball. We locked in defensively, were able to make some adjustments at halftime that we saw some results in the second half, which was good. And, you know, it was just a good to get in the win column, just for morale going into sub-state. It was huge for our guys.
You know, what does it mean for this young group to get some confidence heading into sub-state?
You know, it's a big thing. You know, early in the season, we were playing really well, probably our best ball. You know, and then we went through a tough stretch there in LCL play. We're playing some good opponents and some better opponents that, you know, that challenged us physically and mentally. So, you know, to be able to get another win, see the work that's paying off that the guys are putting in, you know, and moving into sub-state, you know, our goal was, you know, to improve on last year. You know, we were 3-seed last year. We were able to lock up the 3-seed Friday night, which was big for us. You know, we got to the second round of sub-state. We want to hopefully do that this week, and then hopefully we can go from there. So, you know, everything that we wanted at the beginning of the season is still right in front of us.
And you talk about who continues to be consistent for you here down the home stretch.
Yeah, you know, we had a big game out of Coy Wilkinson. I think he had 6 threes Friday night, which was huge for us. Tyson Bolson really stepped up and had, I think he chipped in 17. For us. You know, we got in a little foul trouble with Nolan Trester and Keenan Renfro, so they didn't play very much, as much as we would like them to play. But, Tyson Degua, our freshman, Landon Schultz, the freshman, stepped up. You know, I think our senior, Kevin Goza, is doing a really good job of being a leader for us. You know, he knows this is a young group and we're playing a lot of kids. And, you know, he's really been able to guide us to where we want to go, you know, putting the program first, which is huge for us. You know, and Dayton Wilson, another sophomore, has really been playing his best ball since the beginning of the season. So, you know, we've got a lot of guys that are chipping in. Might not be points. It might not be, you know, huge minutes. But when they're in there, they're doing what they're supposed to. And, you know, they're putting the program first. And hopefully, you know, that benefits us as we move forward.
What's been big in practice before you get ready for a first-round matchup at home tomorrow against Peabody Burns?
You know, I think just intensity. You know, keeping the intensity up, you know, getting better in every aspect, you know, learning how to play through some physicality is the biggest thing for us. So having intensity in practice and really, really being locked in on our game plan and being deliberate with what we need to do, you know, to improve and to get ready for the postseason play. You know, it's win or go home. So it's a different atmosphere. You know, the kids are excited. They're ready. You know, this is what we play for all year. So hopefully we see the results that we want.
Visiting with Hartford boys basketball coach Colton Barrett here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, this is our final conversation of the season. You play your first-round game tomorrow night with Peabody Burns at home. It's got to feel good to have a home game tomorrow night. And then if you take care of business tomorrow night, most likely going to be seeing Lebo next Thursday night at their place.
Yeah, you know, we played Peabody early in the season. We had some success. You know, they've obviously gotten better. Hopefully we have gotten better. So, you know, it'll be a good test for us. But always when you get a host, you know, a first-round matchup, that means you did the work in the regular season to be able to have that advantage there to be at home for the first round, which we're really excited about. Hopefully, you know, we have a good, you know, good turnout from our crowd, and hopefully our community can be there and cheer these guys on. And, you know, if we're lucky enough to get past that matchup, you know we have a tough one in Lebo in the next round. It's not easy with our sub-state, but, you know, the guys are ready. I think, you know, I think that we've prepared ourselves for this run, and hopefully, you know, we can handle the opportunity that when it comes. And then, you know, if we do advance, then we'll take that step as well.
And how beneficial is it for your guys to get this postseason experience, knowing they're going to be a year older next year and could be a little hungrier next year?
Yeah, for sure. You know, anytime you get a play-in moment, you know, games, elimination games, sub-state games, it's big for your program. It's big for your kids, and especially with how young we are. You know, last year we were able to win our first round game. second round game. We were right there with Waverly until the fourth quarter, and Waverly pulled away, you know. But the goal is to play on Saturday, and that's kind of where our program's at. We've got to that next step where we're consistently in the second round, but we need to be able to break through. And, you know, as, you know, young kids, they develop, you know, over time they get used to that, and then these games become more exciting, you know, and you stay in them, and hopefully, you know, we can keep learning, use our opportunities wisely to get better, and hopefully they'll pay off.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. I've enjoyed our conversations every other week here on the Area Coaches Corner. You know, I've enjoyed our chats. Best of luck tomorrow night with Peabody Burns, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That is Hartford boys basketball coach Colton Barrett joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Hartford State Bank and Hartford One Stop on Country 101.7 FM.